Chapter 11, it's corresponding to the,
I should see this,
10th chapter, 11th, 10th canto, 11th chapter, there are 59 shlokas in that. All of them are not for these two leelas. The two leelas which we will take will be Vatsasur demon killing and Bakasur's killing. But most of these shlokas are related to in between 10-11-1 and 10-11-59. There is a beautiful pastime of this which is not in the, it was not mentioned, but because it was part of the shlokas, a little bit, it's a extremely beautiful and mellow pastime of Malin pe anugrah. Malin meaning one phool phal bechne wali. And Krishna, how we will see little bit of that. So this we share sometimes also. So what is the reason for Krishna's appearance? So Vinashaya cha Dushkritam is a very, very insignificant reason for Krishna. The one who has created billions of universe, within the billions of universe, there is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, within that he is lying down, within that 14 planetary system, within that he has created billions of species to kill one demon. Is no big deal, right? But the bigger purpose is Paritranaya Sadhunam. So by remembering the pastimes, we can go back to Krishna. So somebody can ask, what is the proof that by just remembering you can go back to Krishna? If I take Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola doesn't come. But if I remember Krishna's pastimes, he will come. What's the proof? So we have shared this sometime, but back also, but one more time. So please repeat. Darshan Dhyan Samsparshet. Matsya Kurma Vihangama. Swanya Patyani Pushnanti. Tatha Chaham Padmaja. So in Padma Puran, Lord Krishna tells Brahmaji, Padmaja, that Darshan Dhyan Samsparshet. By seeing Darshan, Matsya, the Matsya gives the eggs, and just by seeing the eggs, the fish is hatched. So Krishna tells, if a fish can hatch by seeing, why can't I appear from the deity by watching me? Here is the proof. Dhyan, the tortoise gives birth to the egg and goes in deep in the pond and meditates from there, and the egg hatches. So Krishna tells Brahmaji that if he can do this, why by watching my deity I cannot appear? And samsparsha, by touching. So by touching the vihangama, the bird touches and the baby comes out. So Krishna tells, by touching the lotus feet of my archivigra, why I cannot come out. So similarly, if when we are recalling the pastimes of Krishna, all darshan dhyan samsparshet, particularly the dhyan happens, and therefore this is the way to go back to Godhead. Another thing of the 10th canto is, especially the Bal Leelas, is that Krishna is not somebody far away and with awe and reverence. Yes, we must know his personality of Godhead, but he is our own. That is not that Krishna is there. He is our own. So here, one of the poets writes, Shesh Ganesh Mahesh Dinesh Suresahu Jahi Nirantar Gave. Shesh, Ganesh ji, Mahesh ji, Sun, Suresh yani Indra, they are every day glorifying him. Jahi Anadi Anand Akhand Ached Abhed Subhed Batave. And Shesh Nag is all the time glorifying him. Narad Se Sukh Vyas Rahe Pachi Har Tau Puni Par Na Paave. Narad ji and Vyas ji, 24/7 they are glorifying, still they are not able to complete the glorification. That Krishna, Tahi Ahir Ki Chohariya. Ahir means the one who sells butter and chaach. Their daughters, ताही अहीर की छोहरियां, छोहरियां मीन छोकरियां, डॉटर्स, ताही अहीर की छोहरियां छछिया पर छाछ पे नाच नचावे. They just give him one cup of buttermilk and he has to dance. Whereas all others, you can see. Okay. So quickly, before the this Krishna book 11th chapter, before the pastimes of Bakasur happens, Nand Maharaj, the pastime of Yamalarjan tree's incarnation has just happened. He's that old. He's just completed that. And when the twin Arjuna fell on the ground, making a sound like a thunderbolt, everybody comes in. And everybody said, how is it possible? How is it possible? How is it possible? When everybody was saying this, some small children said, actually Krishna pulled them down. So majority of them, you know, most of the time, oh, bachcha hai bolta hai. Like that, it was brushed aside. But some of them thought, maybe it's possible. Because otherwise, how come the trees would have fallen on him himself, right? It didn't happen. So first of all, Nand Maharaj went and immediately freed Krishna from the ukhal, from the grinding mortar. And after that, Krishna was taken on the laps of the other gopis. And after taking him onto the courtyard, they began to clap and start praising his activities. So therefore, and when he was clapping, they were clapping, he was dancing. So Prabhupada writes, these are not my words, this is from Purport, taken from various places of Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book. So the Supreme Lord Krishna, being completely controlled by gopis, sang and danced just like a puppet in their hands. What a... Sometimes his father would ask, can you bring some wooden table, which might be very heavy. Sometimes he would ask, can you get my slippers, my khadav. So the Lord was exhibiting such childish dealings because he wanted to show the great philosophers and sages searching after the absolute truth how the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead is controlled by and subject to the desires of his pure devotees. Prabhupada writes, Krishna is the ultimate controller, but our movement teaches how to control Krishna by becoming his pure devotee. Can you believe it? So, Srimad Bhagavatam 11:14:20. It tells, please repeat, Na sadhyati
maam
yogo,
na
sankhyam,
dharma
uddhava,
na
swadhyaya,
apahatyago,
yata bhaktir, mama urjita. So, na sadhyati brings under control. What cannot bring under control to Krishna? If you follow the yoga system, you cannot be controlled. If somebody is following Sankhya Yoga, he cannot be controlled. If just dharma is followed, pious activity within Varnashram system, he tells, hey Uddhav, I cannot be controlled. Na swadhyaya, if you do Vedic study, tapaha, austerity, tyago, renunciation, yatha. So by all these, he cannot be controlled. But how he can be controlled? Yatha, how? As Bhaktir mam urjita. If somebody becomes my pure devotee, he can control me. So the translation by Srila Prabhupada is, my dear Uddhav, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity or renunciation. So the conclusion is, Krishna is conquered by love and devotion. Much time, but Prabhupada has recited one Adina Bandhu story, you must be knowing. In the end, we will see if there is time, then we finish that. Okay. Beautiful pastime, Malin Pranugrah. So there was a fruit seller. And this is a very, very popular one in Braj also. And every day, this fruit seller used to come to near Nand Maharaj house to get a glimpse of baby Krishna. But somehow or the other, Krishna was either inside the courtyard, and she used to always call, phal le lo, phool le lo, phal le lo, phool le lo, every day. So Krishna was hearing actually every day. But so one day when she came, she was saying, phal le lo, phool le lo. So Krishna had seen her, his father, that whenever something is being purchased, something is given in as a barter. So he thought, what should I do? I don't have anything. Suddenly he saw heaps of grains, fresh grains were there inside the kothar, inside the stock room. So he took in his anchali, in his both the hands, and he went to give these to this malin, to this fruit seller, saying, can you give me some fruits? But by the time he reached there, most of the grains were dropped on the ground. There was hardly anything left on to in his palms. So he looked at the palms and he looked at Malin. He said, I don't have anything. She said, actually, he was giving that darshan to the fruit seller because she was wanting to have his darshan for a long time. So immediately after that, she said, don't worry about the grains. Take as much as you want. Krishna was very small, how much he can hold, but he filled up his hands, and few grains left in the big tokri. As you can see in that tokri, few grains were left in that, and immediately it was full of all the jewels. But of course, what she got was not just these jewels. These were all, what she got was the eternal dham of Golok Vrindavan. So like this, Krishna doesn't see how much bank balance is there. What he sees is devotional service. He sees Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. So something very interesting, just to mention that Prabhupada's last shloka was 10.13.64. These purports are written by Prabhupada himself. Please see this. The fruit vendor, although a woman belonging to a poor aborigine class, dealt with Krishna with great affection, saying, inverted commas begin. Prabhupada is writing inverted commas. Means what? Means he was listening. Otherwise, how can somebody like say that this person said this? Inverted commas begin. Krishna, you have come to me to take some fruit in exchange for grains. All the grains have fallen, but still you may have take whatever you like. Actually, this dialogue should be said by Krishna. You take what you want, I can give you anything. But she is saying this. Imagine the devotee's heart. Okay, so this was one pastime. So just a conclusion on that, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, that from this incident we should learn, Prabhupada says, that for anything offered to Krishna with love and affection, Krishna can reciprocate many millions of times over, both materially and spiritually. Actually speaking, everything in one sense is spiritual. The moment the consciousness is changed. Now, one more pastime is there. Still have 5 minutes. 10, 11, 12 to 10, 11, 20. So after liberating the Arjuna trees, again Krishna's birthday came, Bhagavatam tells us. And he was playing with the friends. Rohini Mata went, he did not listen. Then Yashoda Mai came. She said, Bhagavatam tells us, Nand Maharaj is waiting. He has not had prasadam. Please come. He wanted to go again. Then what did the friend say? If you go, Katti. I am not going. We are not going to play with you anymore. Don't come again. He therefore left Yashoda Mai and again went to play. Can you believe it? Just because he was threatened. Then Yashoda Mai scolded all the other children. You think he is a street boy? He's got a house. Come on, you guys. Right? Then he went. So what's the conclusion? For love, Krishna accepts threatening by friends also and obeys the mother. Where will you find such a personality? Okay. Now Krishna moves to Vrindavan. So Upanand Maharaj, who was brother of Nand Maharaj, he said, lot of calamities are happening here. Let's go to from Gokul to Vrindavan. So they went to Vrindavan, and what they Bhagavatam tells us, they made a half bow in the front where all the carts were there, and behind there were all thorny bushes. So they were protected in Vrindavan, and they really liked. So now killing of Vatsasura. So Bhagavatam tells us that he actually went and mixed, this demon took a form of a calf. And he went inside where all the calves were there and mingled in them. So lesson to be learned for all of us is that in today's world also that's happening. There are many duplicate calves. But Krishna, because he does, and his followers, they are able to identify. Because Krishna only by sign, he told Balram, look, that fellow, we have to know. Take him out. Okay. So what they did quietly, they went behind, took his hind legs and the tail and went a few times and they threw that demon on the kapitha fruit. I think kapitha is a kind of a bale fruit. So all the bales, the fruits fell down and they nicely enjoyed the fruits. Interestingly, Bhagavatam tells us that after that Krishna went for doing breakfast.
Can you imagine?
So Prabhupada writes, Paritrana sadhunam vinashaya dushkritam continued as routine. Okay. Now killing of Bakasura.
Prabhu, 5 minutes can I have?
No, I'm not a timekeeper, Prabhu.
No, time has already been set.
There Vasan Prabhu.
Okay, Vasan Prabhu. Have mercy.
It is 5 minutes faster.
So I started also faster.
Yes, Vasan Prabhu has got
empowerment
to stop the time.
Okay. Now that day we were sharing, when we pass our time, it is called time pass. When Krishna passes time, it's called pastime. But if we spend our time for his pastime, he can go to his time pass. Okay, so Bakasur, as the name suggests, he was Bakasur, he had a long beak. In a way, I am also like that. Why? Bakbak karne ki bahut aadat. Bakasur. So the great body demon was named Bakasur. He had assumed the body of a duck with a very sharp beak. This is from 10.11.48. And he immediately swallowed Krishna. Now see this. This is very interesting. Krishna, who was, the translation says, Krishna, who was the father of Brahma, he has been swallowed by Bakasura. So Krishna, who was the father of Lord Brahma but who was acting as the son of coward man, became like fire, burning the root of demon's throat. And the demon Bakasura immediately disgorged him. When the demon saw that Krishna, although having been swallowed, was unharmed, he immediately attacked Krishna again with his beak. So we can see that all the 14 planetary systems are in the lotus stem, emanating from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. In that, earth is in the middle. In that, there is Vrindavan. In that there is Bakasur. And Krishna is sitting inside Bakasur as Paramatma. And he is trying to solve it. This is called illusion. Okay. So when Krishna, the leader of Vaishnava, saw that the demon Bakasur, the friend of Kams, was endeavoring to attack him, with his arms he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. Again, and in the presence of all the coward boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him. As a child splits the blade of Viranaka grass, by thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. Okay, we can. So what is the final conclusion of Krishna book 11? All the cowherd men, including Nand Maharaj, used to talk of the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna and Balram. And they always were absorbed so much in the talks that they forgot the threefold mysteries of this material existence. Prabhupada writes, this is the effect of Krishna consciousness. What was enjoyed 5000 years ago by Nand Maharaj can still be enjoyed by Krishna conscious persons simply by talking about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and his associates. So, because it's 5 minutes, I will take 2 more minutes. So, Prabhupada recounts one katha. That there was in earlier days, the kids used to go in Vedic school, there was no fees there. But when there was any function, they used to bring some things as requested by the guru. So once there was a poor kid and he went to the school. So the school headmaster said that, you know, we are going to celebrate a big festival. Please bring pool party, bring different things, whatever you can, and then we will celebrate. So this poor boy went to his mother. So Prabhupada says, what is required in devotional service? So the kid asked the mother, please give me something I have to carry. So mother said, beta, I am so poor. Even food is with great difficulty I am managing. I don't have anything. But you can ask Deenabandhu. So he said, who is Deenabandhu? He said, you don't know Deenabandhu? This small hut is from Deenabandhu. These some clothes which you have is from Deenabandhu. Body is from Deenabandhu. Energy is from Deenabandhu. Everything is from Deenabandhu. He said, okay, so, but can he give me something for my teacher? So she said, yeah, of course, he has given all these things, he can definitely give. So he said, okay, where can I find? He said, you can find anywhere. He is everywhere. So, okay, so he went out. There was a big meadow. He went out and he started shouting, Deenabandhu, Deenabandhu. Nobody came. Then again he started shouting, Deenabandhu, Deenabandhu. Nobody came. Then he started crying. Deenabandhu, where are you? So little bit of crying and Deenabandhu appeared. Small, dark, blue boy, beautiful hair, nice complexion, more punk, flute in hand, effulgence. So he was mesmerized. For 1 minute he dozed. What's happening? And he said, you are Deenabandhu? He said, yeah, I am Deenabandhu. What do you want? He said, my teacher has asked to get something. He said, that's all? He said, yes. He said, okay, take this bowl. So that bowl had a little curd in it. So he took the bowl and he went. Now the line was there. They were giving things here, there, here, there. The teacher, the Guruji was accepting all the things which were being brought. So his turn came. So he gave this bowl, small bowl. So he said, that's all? Anyway, you have been learning and everything here free, of course. And once in a year, we have this festival. And that's all what you could bring. So he threw it. So the boy started crying. Because Deenabandhu had given. So he went and it had fallen, card had come out. So he picked up the bowl. And again it was full. The card was still there. Then Guruji said, something is not normal here. So he took out the card. No matter how much you take out, the curd was ever full in the cup. Akshay Patra. So like this, see, at the end of it, we all will be insulted here. Why? Biggest insult is what? If our clothes are removed, right? So one day this body will be removed. So that is a big insult. So if we already accept this fact, to kam se kam naak to bach jayegi hamari. Humko maloom hai, theek aise hi hoga. No problem. So with this, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai ki jai, yeah. Sri Sri Radha Madhav ki jai, yeah. Sri La Prabhupad ki jai, yeah. Swami Ghatte Bhakto ki jai, yeah. Nayo Premanande.
Devishree is coming.
So it's going to be a tough track to follow through after this. But that's right.